Jim Otto James, and I'm from Delano, Minnesota.
So, Jim, how did you get started with gladiolas? You did a presentation at the Minnesota State Fair just explaining how gladiolas grow and some of the characteristics of how to care for gladiolas. How did you get started?
Well, how I got started, I'm a home builder by trade, and my mother-in-law grew glads. And she had just lived in a little bitty story and a half house in Delano, and she had a small patch in the backyard, and this was her passion. She always grew gladiolas, and well, Grandma got old, and pretty soon I'm helping her dig and plant them. And then my wife is a church organist, so every Sunday she's busy at some church playing, you know, the organ. So I got elected to take Grandma to church. And so when the flowers are in bloom, here we go. She's hanging on my arm, and we're taking a bouquet of glads into the church. And then afterwards, we'd have to retrieve the glads and take them back home, because Monday morning, them same glads went to the bank, and they sat there all week for the bank to do display. So when Grandma finally gave up, they said, well, they're your bulb. So I still have some of her varieties yet today.
So what are the different varieties of gladiolas? I mean, when folks hear that name, they think that it's a single type of flower, but there are different varieties.
Oh, yes. They come in many, many different colors and, of course, sizes also. The smallest being a miniature, which is a 100 size. And, well, one really means 1 inch. Two means 2 inches. So there's 200s, there's 300s, 400s, and the biggest is 5, which means it's 5 inches across. And that's how the different sizes. But there's many, many different colors in different configurations. And now we have at first it was all just glads. Now we have a decorative class. And the decorative glad pretty much was hybridized over in the Czech Republic, Lithuania, and has migrated back here. And so now we have a decorative type class. And they're really ruffled and crinkly looking, and they're really pretty. So that's how these different types all come about.
So when it comes to planting gladiolas, you mentioned the different sizes. What do you use to plant your gardens with the glads?
I am lucky enough to have a tractor, and we have a furrower that goes behind it. So I just drive along the string, and we plant them 40 inches apart. And we dig a furrow, and then we just drop the bulbs in there and then cover them, and it works out real good. I dig a furrow, and the grandkids and the kids all throw them in there, and so I'm pretty much just doing the furrows. So that's how we do it. Last year I planted some 13,000 glads, so I have just short of an acre of glads.
When it comes to water and fertilizer with glads, what are some of the considerations that you have to make sure that you take in mind to make sure that you get the best performance out of those glads?
Well, glads really don't need a lot of, they'll grow any place really, you know, sandy ground or heavy ground. The big thing is not too much fertile, not too rich a ground. Glads like about from 6.5 to 7, the pH factor. If you get them too rich, what happens is they grow real fast and they stretch out, so then the blooms won't be tightly knit. They would be all spaced out apart. They're not really good looking. So they've kind of kept track of this, and between 6.5 and 7 is the way it works the best. Now we also grow dahlias, and that's just the opposite. They love fertilizer and a lot of water, and they go like crazy. In fact, we fertilize them with some kind of a fish fertilizer, and that really, what that does is gives them nice long stems for arranging. So that's the difference.
So when it comes to arranging glads, how long do you let them grow up until you cut them? And then maybe also Is there any particular straight cut or angle cut that you use when you're harvesting them?
Yeah, when you should harvest them when they have about three blooms open. And what in normal on a day like today, they bloom about one floret a day. When it's really, really hot, they bloom more than that. So if you cut them when they have about three open, and next day they got four, and then after that, the bottom one starts to go kind of, well, it fades. And so then you should tear it off and recut the stem and, you know, and give it fresh water. And a normal bloom, you will get, it should last you a good week, a normal household, you know.
And when it comes to the soil conditions and also shade, what are those considerations for the shade in particular? You mentioned the soil is between 6.5 and 7, but do glads like shade, or are they more of a full sun type of flower?
No, glads need a full sun. They're not a shade type, where dahlias can have part shade, you know, and they can stand the wet thing. But glads like full sun. That's the way they are.
You mentioned earlier, as we were talking, that there's approximately 70 growers in the Minnesota Gladiola Society. If folks have questions about gladiolas or they want to maybe join the society, where can they find more information?
You can go, there's a website, www.gladworld.org, and you can Google that up, and there's many different things on there. You can join our society. We got somewhere right around 75 current, you know, they're paying members. And my wife is a national secretary, and so she takes care of the dues from people all over the world, where I'm just the president of the local society and try to promote glads in, you know, different localities. For instance, we gave a bunch of bulbs to the Shell's Brewery, so they have them in their garden and display them. That man out there in Clare City, we gave him a bunch of bulbs to give to a youth group, and so we're out there trying to promote the growing of gladiolas.